You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Sorry, Jeremy, I don't mean to laugh at your expense.
It's so ridiculous,
it's
isn't
ridiculous.
It?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, I'm behind the times.
Jeremy told me that he's been watching Sons of Anarchy.
Finally diving into Sons of Anarchy.
And he discovered that the hooker in the show is named what?
Lila.
Which is your daughter's name.
She's a former hooker porn star.
She's a porn star
former.
Hooker prostitute.
I know she turns into like a businesswoman.
I've worked with you long enough to know that if you had seen this episode.
If I had only known.
Before your daughter was born, that would have kept you from naming her that.
I did have it on yesterday, and Nicole really hasn't seen any of the episodes, but then, you know, in the show, they walk by and they start talking to Lila, and I was like, oh yeah, that's the hooker porn star, and Nicole made that face like,
that's our daughter's name.
Forever unclean.
Well, she's hot though.
Funny to me. Are we still talking about the character?
The character.
Okay. And don't contagious,
be, don't
Jeremy.
Be gross. Don't be gross.
Mindbender's coming up in 30 minutes. Starting this Thursday, the Mindbender will kick off our Mix 100 Ticket Madness, which is insane. We'll give you some details about that again here in a little bit. She's asked us not to use her real name, so we won't. We're going to call her Kimberly. I heard one of your old podcasts where you briefly mentioned people who keep their relationship a secret. Thought I'd let you know that I've been seeing one of our vice presidents at work for more than 4 months.
Whoa,
big
Kimberly.
Time.
And she says, we haven't let anyone know, and I don't think we have any plans to either. And this is why we wanted to read her note on the show. She writes, the excitement and the rush from being in a secret relationship is better than anything I've ever experienced before. I swear it makes everything, she put that in all caps, everything better, including the intimate stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She writes, I used to judge people who had secrets like that, but now I totally get it. My advice to people is to try it and see just how good it is. Please don't use my real name. We're going to call her Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly. So she's been in a secret relationship for 4 months. I have to believe the way she's writing this, that it's not an affair. I don't think either one of them.
I was going to say, as long as he's not married.
I don't think so. I think it's just one of those things where they're at a company,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of those companies that frowns on fraternization or whatever.
Well, so just, he's a VP.
So they keep it secret, and she says that provides a rush. Have either of you guys ever been in a secret relationship?
At work, yes. Sure. I married her.
Was Nicole. It a secret?
That takes
it was totally secret when we were messing around in the beginning.
Is
there
that because
work.
You we were guys co-workers. Worked together or is it because she was living with another guy?
A little bit of both. Okay. Little bit of both. You had to bring that up, didn't you?
Well, I'm just wondering if that played into it.
A little bit of both. But, you know, it's nice because at work when you see each other, you can sneak off into like the stairwell or just ride the elevator up and down a couple times and make out a little bit. There's this sense of you're being naughty.
Right.
Like, I hope nobody finds out, but if they do, who cares type thing.
My concern with old Kimbo here is this isn't like a temporary secret. It sounds like this has to be a permanent secret, in which case, where can your relationship go? You know, this sounds like a pretty short-term situation.
I don't know if I would consider it permanently secret because who knows how long they'll continue to work together.
I'm just saying.
You know, the way people switch jobs these days.
Well, I don't think the VP is going to go anywhere.
Well, he might. I guess he could take a job somewhere else for a pay raise. I don't know. But I have been in a secret relationship before, and I thought the exact same thing she did.
It's fun.
Oh, yeah. It's a kick in the
Sneaking
pants.
Around.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is why I think people should role play a little more. In the- No joke. Like, just hear me out. Like, really, if you put a little imagination, a little fantasy, if you bring back, you know, the kind of playtime from when you were kids, you know.
Do you and Gentleman Caller do that?
Not enough.
You do a little
tell
bit, though?
Tell you what.
What is your role playing? Can you give us a little taste of what like, roles are?
Well, no.
Is he a sheik and you are like the desert lily?
He has more power in the situations because during the regular day, I'm pretty bossy. So we let him have it, and it works for both of us. I'm not going to lie.
How many of our listeners are currently in a secret relationship, do you think?
Oh, quite a few.
And how many could we convince to call us and talk about whether or not Kimberly is right that a secret relationship is more exciting by far than a traditional relationship.
Secret relationships could also be insulting, though, because what if it's only a secret on one side? Like, what if the guy was just keeping you a secret?
Well,
right.
That
don't tell anybody.
Now, that definitely happens, sure, right? And then one side is like, hey, when are you going to tell the world about me? I'm tired of being a secret.
Right. Right.
Your dirty little secret.
After my divorce.
Yeah, your DLS.
I don't want my friends to know I'm with you. You're only a six.
I swear I'm going to divorce her. I swear. I love you.
Right.
Here's our number, 303-631-1MIX. 631-1649. You don't even have to currently be in a secret relationship. Maybe you have in the past.
You've had one. Or maybe you know of one.
Right.
Because they always say, a secret. Nobody knows but I think everybody kind of knows.
That is a great point. What if we got calls from people who said, yeah, we got some people at our office. They're convinced that nobody knows, but we all know.
Right.
I know one of those going on right now, in fact. I know of a secret relationship where both sides think that they're so sly and everybody knows.
Really?
I know one of those.
You going to call them out?
Is it Jeremy and somebody?
It's not me. I'm too busy.
No, the receptionist. You guys have been locking eyes.
Shut up.
A little longer than usual.
Don't start this
crap. Here's our number.
Fizzles out.
You need the naughty.
Here comes Leanne. Good morning, Leanne.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
What do you know about these secret relationships?
Well, I was in a secret relationship. It happened at work. He worked with me, and we had known each other for about 10 years.
Wow.
And then we started our secret relationship. I was married at the time, but again, my marriage was failing, and I knew that. And so I know I didn't go about it exactly the right way, but my marriage was failing, and I deserved better, and I felt like, this gentleman was the right answer for me.
And was he long-term? Did you guys stay together?
Yes, so we've been married now 10 years.
Oh, good.
Oh, gotcha. Well,
so sounds like,
let me ask you this. The stuff that Kimberly was mentioning about it being more exciting because it's a secret, do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. It was, everything was heightened, the danger, the excitement.
Sneaking
it was
around.
Just amazing. Yeah.
Do you guys do any role playing now to kind of keep it spicy?
I think right now he works nights and he's tired a lot.
So no.
You need to dress up like a teacher, and then when he comes home,
you've
tonight,
been naughty.
School him.
Yeah,
that's funny because I am a teacher.
Oh, perfect. Send him to detention.
Thank you for being on the show.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
Bye.
I'm hot for teacher.
Now, the thing is, not all secret relationships are affairs. Sometimes it's like Kimberly, that they just work together and nobody's supposed to know.
Yeah, right. They hit it off. And
so here comes Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I'm in a kind of a secret relationship with my boss's wife.
Oh, hello.
Whoa. How does it kind of?
Well, I mean, it is.
All right.
I don't know if my boss could be listening because...
Yeah, your boss might very well
we'll change your name there, Tony.
Here's the best part, because we've been in this thing for 4 or 5 months now, and I've gotten actually 2 raises.
Oh, she's talking you up to the boss then. Kevin's a great employee, really hard worker.
But the problem is, I don't know where to go from here, because,
You got to cut it off, man.
You got to stop. I don't be in the relationship anymore.
You got to stop. You're going to screw up that marriage and lose your job.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. That's not a good idea.
No.
Can you get one more raise out of it, do you think?
One more and then call it off.
I'm really working hard. I'm trying it. I'm working hard.
I bet you are.
But along with this whole role-playing thing, it's honestly not needed.
Well, no, it's not needed because you guys are having
Because you're in the middle of a big old role-play.
Right.
Yeah. And then technically on my end, it's not even an affair because...
Right, you're just the single guy that...
Well, now, wait a minute. No, that's not true. You are involved in an affair because she's married. So you cannot just act like you're all innocent here.
No. I am not innocent at all.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. How did this begin? I mean, was it at a company party where the boss brought his wife?
Well, she also works for the company as well. It's kind of a smaller business. Of course, I won't say which, but... worked there for a couple of years now and started talking, started getting nice, and you can figure it out from there.
Do you think that, especially since you're all working together, do you think that your boss, her husband, kind of is on to you, has any clue whatsoever?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's very hard to decide just because I'm usually pretty antsy around him, but I mean, he's still nice to me.
Hmm. Oh, wonder good if he knows. Lord, Kev.
Well, let's not say his name again. You're now Bruce.
Bruce.
Okay. What industry is this?
Don't
I
even.
Can't tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, man. I got to know.
Classified.
I think you should end this relationship soon.
After I get a raise or no?
No, do no, it today, man.
Because now you're just using her.
Okay.
So just end this relationship.
She's a nice lady.
I know. She's a nice lady, but you got to tell us, like, this just isn't right.
She's not your lady. How long has this been going on?
4 or 5 months.
So, okay.
I should probably know that number, but...
Yeah. Well,
I'm sure you know the exact date when it started. So
you need to get on Tinder, mm-hmm. Bruce.
Yeah. Should work on that.
Find mm-hmm. another one.
All right. Listen, okay. Good luck to you, okay? And thanks for opening up.
Thanks for the advice.
All right, buddy.
Good luck.
Yeah, what a world, huh?
Not wise.
Not at all.
That's not wise.
He might get shot or something. This could end really bad for old K-Dog.
So secret relationships, fun or killer?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.